Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the word of God, episode 72. Are you being blessed? I wish I could hear from you. It is true that God has been speaking to you. Please share this link with somebody let somebody else be blessed by these words, okay? By this podcast. So it's just 5 minutes daily, and you have over 1,140 minutes a day, and you're just giving 5 minutes to listen to this. So let's go back to our scripture, the fundamental scripture we've been using, and that is Hebrews 4:12. We will add the 13 later. Let's go with King James Version, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and other joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hey, hallelujah, this is a good word. So in the previous episode, I was talking about how the disciples were preaching, and when they preached the word of God, what happened? God confirmed it. God confirmed it. It's not that God confirmed them. No. But rather, he confirmed the word. He confirmed the word that God spoke through the apostles. So the apostles were what? They were speaking the word, and God was confirming it with signs and wonders. And I said, why don't we ask ourselves, if you are somebody who has been speaking the word, but God is not confirming it with signs, don't sweep it under the carpet and say, oh, you know, sometimes God confirms his word, but other times as you speak and, you know, you day all the time, so must God confirm his word every time I speak it. Sometimes he will confirm, sometimes he will not confirm, and that is okay with me, you know. Jesus had the opportunity to speak the word. I am doing the greater work because people are getting born again. And when Jesus spoke, nobody got born again because he had not died. So I'm even doing a bigger, God confirmed when somebody gives life to Christ. That's a confirmation. It's good when somebody gives his life to Christ. It's good. But it is clear when we read Acts of the Apostles, we see that God was working with them. God was working with them. The Lord was working with them. So Mark 16:19-20, that is what I read. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken unto them, was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that followed. Where are your signs? Anytime the word is spoken, there is a confirmation. If the Lord is working with you, he will confirm it. Oh, so you mean that anytime there is no confirmation, God is not working with you? What kind of thing is that? What kind of superiority? No, listen, this is what the word says. It's either I am living the word or I'm living a lie. Please, let's be honest. Open up. I say this as 1:8. Oh my God, my God. Hey, as 1:8. I say as 1:8. It did something in my life. When I was honest with that word, it did something in my life. As 1:8 changed my life forever. So if you are honest with Mark 16:19-20. That God confirmed his word and begin to ask, God, why are you not confirming the word with signs? God, am I speaking the word? Oh, if I'm speaking the word, why are you not confirming? And I read from Papa Hagen, Kenneth Hagen Sr. So Papa Hagen. And I read that he said he read this Mark 16 and began to question himself and said, God, why are you not confirming the word I'm preaching with signs and wonders? And that is when God told him that, no, you have not been preaching the word. He said, hold on. You mean for 8 years I have been preaching and I have not been preaching the word? I've forgotten exactly how many years, whether it was 5 or but it was some number of years. You mean, and you, what are you saying? He said he almost had a heart. He said, what is that? What are you trying to tell me? You mean, what do you mean by I've not been speaking the word? What are you saying that I've not been speaking the word? Are you telling that I've not been speaking? I've read the Bible from cover to cover. He said all that. And God said, listen, I'm saying you have not been preaching the word. Hey. God is saying this to somebody who is listening to me. And I know that by now you are flattered. You are wondering what has happened. God is speaking to you. You're blessed, 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 bye.